Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And you guys played an exhibition game midweek, 7-2 over Pursuit of Excellence. Who impressed you most in that win for you guys?
I don't know if it was any one player. I just thought collectively the team just did a real nice job of just playing Beaver hockey. You know, we got off to a bit of a slow start. You know, we kind of talked about that, but I thought they regrouped and we got our feet going, and we got better as the period went on. And then I think just our experience, kind of carried us from there. We just took advantage of some of their mistakes. But I was very impressed with the Pursuit of Excellence team. They got some real nice hockey players. But, you know, we definitely went with a shorter lineup. We talked about giving on certain players a little more ice time, and we were able to do that. And we only dressed five defensemen, so the D certainly got a lot of ice time as well. And I thought everybody did a real nice job.
Erin Dieters didn't see a ton of shots. How do you think she looked?
You know, she looked a little rusty, to be honest with you. It looked like she hadn't played in a game in a while, which is to be expected. So in that respect, I think it was good for her to play because you can't duplicate that in practices, no matter how hard you try. And so it was good for her to get into a game situation.
You got 7 goals from 6 different skaters. That's kind of been the trend for your team this year, scoring from all 4 lines typically in most weekends. Talk about the play of all 4 lines. I know when I talked to Minnesota State's coach tonight, he said that's the one big challenge that they have, is there's not one or two players to target. You guys have a slew of players who've been scoring.
Well, we've talked before that's certainly an advantage. When a team looks at us, they're going to say, you know, who do you try to slow down? Certainly, Steph Anderson, with her reputation and the way she's played, is certainly going to be something that it's going to attract a lot of attention. And when you put Caitlin Tuvis on her line, I mean, there are 2 leading scorers almost. So that's certainly a line I'm sure that Mankato will focus on. But I was really happy with the way Hannah Moore's line played. That line was together for most of the exhibition. Same with the Miller-Kelly Wavoda line. I thought Whitney was outstanding on Wednesday. I thought that was the best she's looked in a long time. She was just moving her feet, and she was creating a lot of space for herself. And I told her that, so hopefully we'll see more of that this weekend. But I thought Riley Fossus, it wasn't their normal group, but I thought she had a real good game. And Summer Thibodeau continues to impress because she just works so hard. I think the best way to describe it is she's a very professional when it comes to her practice habits. She comes and works extremely hard, and that carries over into games. And Cicely Nelson is another one that I thought had a real solid exhibition game for her. So hopefully that will carry over into tonight's action.
And on the defensive side, you got 2 points out of Alexis Joyce, and Carly Essie got the other goal out of the 7. Your defense has been pretty solid this year on the scoring side.
Yeah, I was really excited to see AJ score, because I think that could be more of a trend than a mirage, so to speak. I mean, she has that ability, and I heard that a lot. Different people tell me that she was a goal scorer in high school, and that she could snipe. There's certain areas on the rink that she just seemed to be able to score from. So to see her score, especially that second goal, because that was something where she came in, made a move, you know, had her head up and picked the corner and put the puck there. So, hopefully that'll really be a jump start for her, because I think she can provide a lot for us back there.
It makes your team awfully dangerous, because I know looking back on teams that are notorious for defensive scoring, the Gophers have had some great defenders that have been able to score from the blue line. You've got 2, Billich and Joyce. Now, obviously, it sure would be nice to have that top line of defense be one of the top goal scoring. That gives you 5 lines of offense.
Oh, no question. Anytime you've got a defenseman that's prolific on the offensive side, it really puts a lot of pressure on your opponents, or and like you mentioned, Minnesota, Wisconsin, on us, because it's that next layer, it's that next wave. They're always looking to join the rush, and their teammates look for them, and it's really easy when you're standing flat footed and they're moving their feet. If they get the puck and when they have the ability, they're gonna beat that first checker. And now you're looking at a shot where you're hoping your goalie can see the puck and control a rebound, because you're gonna be in an outnumbered situation down by the net. We've seen Eve do that. Certainly AJ has the ability. I think Emma Terrace is another one that's really starting to step forward with her game. She's playing a lot of confidence, and she's another one that has a lot of puck skills. I mean, she played a lot of forward in high school. We know Hutch has got a big shot, and she can put the puck in the net. Chap's got a big shot, and we've seen that. And certainly Carly Essie, the last couple of games, is we've seen a little bit more out of her on that end too. So although it's not something that we expect out of them, it's nice to see it when they do provide it.
Big weekend here. You've got 6 points on the line in WCHA play, and you're taking on a team that hasn't won a game yet. Do you kind of feel like you have a bullseye on your back?
Well, I don't know so much of a bullseye. It's certainly, from my standpoint, it's scary because of just what you said. But the bottom line is there tonight's 3 huge points, and that's what we've been emphasizing to the team is these are 3 huge points. So we want to go out and we want to give ourselves the best chance. And in order to do that, we got to come out and play as hard as we always play. We can't. Again, it's not who we play, but how we play, and we keep talking about that. And tonight will be a good challenge because we've done a great job of not overestimating our opponents. Now we've got to show that we can't underestimate it. We've got to be ready to play tonight. We've got to play Beaver hockey because if we're not, we're looking for trouble.
I was just going to ask you about the key to getting a win here tonight, but you pretty much answered that. Anything else that you need to look at when you look at MSU, and obviously they played the Gophers 2 weekends ago. Anything you saw that you need to really pinpoint?
Well, you know, Mankato's they're a young team, and they've suffered some injuries that have hurt. I think the biggest thing is the longer they're in a game, the more confidence they're going to get. So, you know, the perfect scenario would be for us to come out and jump on them right away and get them down, because then it's that thought process for them is, oh, here we go again. And if it's the other way around, obviously they gain confidence. They've got a very good goalie, so we need to get people to the net. We need to take our eyes away. We need to create chaos. So if you see us a lot around the net creating chaos, then we're doing what we need to do.
And you've got a couple people who are very good at that. Christine Grenier and Riley Fawcett did it in the exhibition game, so at least you know you're capable of doing that.
Oh, absolutely. And you've seen a lot of that. You know, we call them greasy goals. Mm-hmm. We just need to continue to play like that. We can't start being cute and look for all these pretty plays. We just got to get pucks to the net and go to the net.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.